All right, folks, welcome back to Everyday Stoicism, your daily dose of wisdom and motivation delivered with a side of real talk. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and today we're diving into something super important, practicing self-compassion every single day. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, "Dylan, that sounds way too fluffy for me, hear me out." Self-compassion isn't about being a pushover or constantly indulging in pity parties. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Think about it when your bestie is struggling. Do you rip into them? Do you judge their every move and tell them they should just snap out of it? No way. You offer a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, and maybe even some chocolate because let's be real, sometimes that's all we need. So why don't we extend the same grace and compassion to ourselves? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you weave self-compassion into your everyday life. 1. Recognize your humanity. We all mess up. It's an unavoidable part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over mistakes, acknowledge them, learn from them, and move on. Remember, even the most successful people have faced setbacks and failures. It's not about avoiding mistakes, it's about how we respond to them that truly matters. 2. Challenge your inner critic. That voice in your head constantly whispering negativity. Yeah, the one saying things like you're not good enough or what are you even doing with your life, well, it's time to call that critic out. Recognize those thoughts for what they are, often unhelpful and inaccurate. Counter them with positive affirmations and reminders of your strengths and accomplishments. 3. Practice mindfulness. Ever felt overwhelmed by a swirling tornado of thoughts? That's where mindfulness comes in handy. It's about bringing your attention to the present moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This simple practice can help calm your mind and create space for self-compassion. 4. Treat yourself like a friend. Think about how you treat a friend who's feeling down. Would you offer them harsh criticism or tell them to toughen up? Nope. You'd offer support, understanding, and maybe even a good movie night. Extend that same kindness to yourself. When you're struggling, remember to be your own best friend. Offer yourself comfort, encouragement, and a little extra TLC. 5. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, every accomplishment deserves recognition. Did you finish that project at work? Ace that presentation? Make it through a tough workout? Celebrate those victories. Acknowledge your efforts and give yourself credit for how far you've come. Remember, self-compassion isn't about weakness, it's about strength. It takes courage to be kind to ourselves, especially when we're facing challenges. Imagine this. You're preparing for a big presentation at work. Your palms are sweaty, your heart is racing, and you're battling a course of negative thoughts in your head. Now, instead of getting caught up in the spiral of anxiety, what if you took a deep breath and said to yourself, "I got this. I've prepared well. And even if things don't go perfectly, I'll learn from the experience." That's self-compassion in action. It's about acknowledging your fears and anxieties without letting them control you. It's about trusting yourself and believing in your ability to handle whatever comes your way. So how are you going to practice self-compassion today? Start by being kind to yourself even when things get tough. Remember that mistakes happen, setbacks are inevitable, and you deserve to be treated with the same love and understanding you offer to others. Now go out there and rock your day. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of self-compassion. Until next time, keep it stoic, keep it real, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.